What's up? Quarantine Manners. In this motherfucking bitch. And I'm your host, International B. Dr. Tractor MD, SCB, whatever you call me. Holla. Cut the music. Now. This podcast is, we're going to talk about a lot of things. The bullshit-ass Rooney Rule. The Big Ben Theory. And the quarterback carousel, whatever it is. We could go different here and there, sports. And pop culture, of course, my last. So, let's get on with this. So, everybody, I'm looking at a lot of openings in the NFL head coaching gig. And it's Rooney Rule, which is, by the way, Black History Month is over now. It's done. No black head coaches got a second chance. Nobody got a job. Why? Why the black coach cannot get a head coaching job in the NFL? I don't know. But everybody else get a second chance, third chance. Interesting. Very interesting. I don't get it. How that the NFL messed this up? Well, okay, it's okay to be a defensive coordinator, an offensive coordinator, but you can't get a head coaching job? Yeah. You know, it's sad to say this. We in 2021 and no head coaching one, not even one. Oh yeah, they interviewed someone. What about Marvin Lewis? He'd been with the Bengals for almost 16 freaking years. No, forget that. Fucking 16 fucking years. And he can't get a second chance? What kind of bullshit is that? Frazier. Then you got Bieniemy. Now, Bieniemy is different. The reason why I say this, because he has a record. But that's a long time ago. NFL is a fucking joke. I'm sorry. I'm surprised Jay-Z, Jigga, didn't say nothing about that. Oh, that's right. He's getting that money. So he don't care. But that's my opening statement about this whole thing. It's a bunch of bullshit. And that's the facts, man. So it's sad. So, around my local area, which is Pittsburgh, of course, my Steelers had a 12-4 record. Last time we checked, I told everybody, Ben's been passing the ball way too much, which is true. And they lost to the Browns. Not good. They were down by 28 points. Now we're seeing the Big Ben Theory. Seeing what is going on. If Ben's going to retire, or he's going to take a pay cut. That's a lot of money, man. If I was the Steelers, I would just let that guy go. Let Mason Rudolph play. See what's going on with the other quarterbacks. But there is no way in hell they are not going to win the Super Bowl with Ben. Especially all the players is gone. Good luck with that. Now, is he going to come back stronger, I think? Yeah, I think so. Tommy John, elbow surgery? Man, you throw a lot of passes, bro. You try to throw your arm out, man. But like I said, you got to find a new quarterback, got to get a new line, got to have a running game. If this guy is not going to listen to this new offensive coordinator, Canada, then what's the use having this season to be going to the Super Bowl if he's doing the same bullshit? That's the problem right now. We have any problems. It's bad. Bad for business. And don't think that J.J. Watt is coming down here, taking a pay cut, playing, hanging with his brothers, so they could change it to Primanti brothers to Watt brothers. That's not going to happen. Quit thinking about getting Watson. Watson only won 4 fucking games. And you want a quarterback that won 4 fucking games. Back to the Steelers that I know. It's not there. And I see that the Lakers are in trouble. AD out. So-called saying he has a calf injury, but I see him calling. Your calf is not bad, you heel, bro. That's an Achilles. Sorry. He might be out longer than that. But we turn the page on that one, because that's a long season. My Penguins is, they train along. A hard division they in. And now since you got this GM Rutherford who left unexpectedly, that was funny as hell. I'm like, man, I mean, can you just quit before the season starts or the off season? Why you wait after 4 games and then say, I quit? Man. But know what, JR, you know what? I'm not going to clown you on that one. You won 2 Stanley Cups. I'm not going to get mad at you. But you got Hexall and this Burke. Well, they call him Berkey. I don't understand about anybody with these nicknames, man. But I got a nickname too, so what the hell. Alright, anywho. I think you got to somehow, just like the Penguins, just like the Steelers, they're not going anywhere. Unless somehow somebody gets hurt with other teams and different bounces. This is not 2016, though. You got to rely on Jari to save every shot. And they got to make some changes. Everybody except number 87. Everybody else is touchable. Think about that. And they got to do something. Now, on to my Celtics. What the fuck is going on in Bean Town? My Celtics is barely winning. Everybody's talking about Trey and Walker. No. I see what the problem is. It's got to be the head coach. The head coach has been there for, he supposed to be the boy wonder, the next Popovich. that's gotta be taking Celtics to the dynasty. And I'm looking at him as Marv Levy of NBA. He hasn't won nothing. He hasn't went to the finals. He went to the Eastern Conference finals and choked. This guy has been out coach Stevens. Has supposed to be Howie McGuire, supposed to be the top coach in the NBA. I haven't seen it yet. So, I don't know what Danny's going to do. Shake up the lineup. And hopefully they can do better than in the past. Yeah, but this year, kind of shaky. Yeah. This past week, talk about Pitt basketball. Xavier Johnson and Deesh Tony has left the program and transferred. Now, this is my problem with this whole thing. I don't care if you transfer, but you quit on your own teammates. And this is starting to be like a trend. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to take my ball and leave. Oh, the coach is yelling at me. Oh, no. I'm going to take my ball and leave. Oh, goodness. Oh, no. Oh, they're screaming at me. Coach is screaming at me. Oh, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to be treated right. So, Johnson, what is your excuse? What is Tony's excuse? Y'all both starting. Oh, because the coach is getting on you? Well, you don't have no balls to even take it like that? Well, I got news for those both. Y'all some punk-ass bitches. Okay? Good. I'm glad they left. I mean, I hate to say it, but, jeez. Now, it was like 40, 30 years ago. You think people are going to be leaving because they're getting screamed at? No. I mean, if you ask for a transfer, you have to ask for a transfer. See, that's the problem with college sports. When they did that transfer portable and all that stuff, that changes the whole game. So if I was a quarterback or a point guard, and you promised me a starting position, and also I'm on the bench, I'm not happy. Shit, I might just go to another team. Huh, what team I could go to? Okay, I'm going, coach. What about playing? Fuck out of here, I ain't playing. I ain't be on the bench. Kiss my ass. I mean, they're using, as a college athlete, is using it way too much. If it was an issue with the coaching thing or the program, I could see. But a coach is screaming at you or airing you out because you didn't want to listen to the coach saying about those technical fouls, man. Jeez. Oh, well. And yesterday, like, Pitt was down by 20. I saw the second half. I was very impressed what I seen. And I was very proud of what they did, despite they lost. But the whole point is, somebody is happy about them leaving, evidently. Because they got more time, more minutes. So, guess what, Johnson and Tony? Hey, maybe y'all was the problem. Now, hopefully, Champagne would understand and follow suit. Be the leader. Because you are the leader now. Now Johnson's gone and Tony's gone. You are that dude now. Which is very scary. He's only a sophomore. I don't know what to say, man. A little good news on Matt State. It looks like there will be outdoor venues up to 20% of capacity. Indoor, 15%. I just think if they just at least put close to 50% at least and have them like 6 feet apart, that'd be a good idea. Or have them like in pods. I don't know. I mean, but okay. That is me. I'm just a regular podcast host here. That is me. Of course, nobody's going to listen to it here anyway. And it looks like our buddy Six Dance starting this stuff again with the antics with Meek Mill. Six Nine, you gotta be careful, bro. Well, you got bad security, so why you gotta worry about it? When that money runs dry, man, they looking for you, man. So, it looks like Juju's about to leave. I'll call him TikTok Juju because he's an asshole. And good riddance. If he wants to play with his buddy in New York, Sam Donald, go right ahead, man. Go right ahead. We don't miss you. I don't miss you. I hope you just leave. Leave for good. I have to say about this, about the Pirates, we'd be in last place. We're not going anywhere. And I'm hoping is trade players and get prospects. That's my positive thing for the Pirates. They're not going to win games, so why not just do the fire sale and trade everybody that Huntington fuck up on? And hopefully we get this 1 year run. We could just make a run out of it. I'm getting so tired of seeing record labels is making money off of dead rappers. I don't get it sometimes. And I hope the family gets the money. But it's pretty jacked up, I think, to me. It is really jacked up. It's very sad. But it is what it is, I guess. Of course, Darrell and Davis had a draw. Right, and Darrell said he doesn't want the rematch. He wants a tower fight. Okay, you kind of got a draw there. So you kind of want to fight again against that same guy. But we'll see about that. See how it goes. I don't know. I had some funny stuff going on. The choke no joke. Getting clown. Getting blasted by Damon Dash. Hey, Choke. I know that you ain't supposed to be doing that, actually, airing out his mail. As I checked, you ain't supposed to do that. If somebody paying you to tape someone, you supposed not to be airing out their business. That's their stuff. And I'm surprised that Damon Dash didn't put a lawsuit against him. We'll see about that. Tiger Woods got into a car accident. Thoughts and prayers to him and his family. Is he gonna make a comeback? I don't know. But he could be a good father still. I mean, take one day at a time, Eldrick. Cause that was crazy. That's a lot of injuries, man. And J.J. Watt has signed with the Arizona Cardinals. 2 years. Must be a lot of money. So, I guess he don't want to play with his brother. There you go. Now you got the answer. From this podcast. Other than that, as the music comes on, I ain't got nothing else to say. And I am out. Peace. I'm gonna try to do this every week. So, the worst podcast in the world, baby. Out. Quarantine Madness. Scary. I'll be back.